ready to go.
I think first and foremost we need to be better than we were last game. We made some great adjustments in game three coming off the two losses, and we'll have to do the same. We'll have to make some more adjustments. We've watched the video, we know what we got to do, and you know, we know the series is on the opposite in terms of home team, so we'll have to find a way to correct that tonight. This is obviously a very pivotal game.
What's the confidence level of the power play like right now? You guys have been pretty good on them so far in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a ton of confidence all year. I think we have a really good power play, and we knew that come playoff time it can be a difference maker in games. And then obviously you get on the stretch like you said that we are now. It's not, you know, hopefully we're going to score, it's when we're going to score. That's the feeling you have going out there. So, but we'll have to make some adjustments too. I'm sure they're over there scheming up ways to try to defend us. So we need to be constantly evolving as a unit. And I think, you know, with Pointer in the hole now, we've created a new dynamic, and it's worked out.
How much of the conversation the last 2 days has involved not leaning on Vassie as much as you did in game four?
Well, I mean, you don't want to have to count on your goaltender each and every night, but you know, when you do have a night like that, to have him back there is obviously a great luxury for our team. But yeah, we need to tighten things up. You know, it starts with our, you know, when we have the puck and what we're doing with it, and not really feeding their rush by turning pucks over. We have to be a lot smarter with the puck, and that's what we'll look to do, especially early on here tonight.
I think in early games, you guys have had less than 25 shots. Is there a fine balance, though, between just trying to get shots or getting shots and trying to actually create
shots? Yeah, I mean, I do think that we've had some looks and been in some prime scoring areas and tried to make that extra play at times. But, I mean, they're a good team. They defend well, and you know, they've possessed the puck a lot. So we need to kind of flip the script in that regard, where we can generate chances and turnovers off of our aggressive forecheck. That'll be the game plan tonight.
The idea is going throughout the playoffs, your body breaks down a little bit more, but do you feel healthier this series compared to the first two based on production?
Well, that's what everyone's basing it on, right? Production. So,
since I've been here, we've always.
That's the thing. You're going to talk about, you know, when you're scoring, and then you're going to talk about when you're not. So, I've just tried to build throughout this playoffs. Sometimes the puck goes in, sometimes it doesn't. But obviously, things are going well right now, and I want to keep that up.
What ways is this going to help you as a
player? Oh, he's just, you know, anytime you can add a player of his pedigree, which are very few really in the history of the game, and especially in the last 25, 30 years, where someone has won that many Stanley Cups and been part of that many winning teams, and just the attitude and the work ethic that he brings. And you know, it's a different time in his career too. He realizes, you know, the role that he's played, so he's just really been a calming influence on our group. No matter what the situation, he's probably been in it throughout his career, and he's probably found a way to win in that situation. So, you know, obviously it's so nice to have him here and be part of that group, and we've all learned from him, and hopefully we can keep learning as we progress through this playoff.
Kind of, yeah, you can learn from when you're down 0-2 in a series, probably.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, just the calming influence of him knowing, you know, when our team is at our best and how you have to play no matter the situation. It always helps when you have a guy, like I said, that's probably been through that situation before.
With the success road teams have had in the series, you try to treat this game almost like a road game.
You know what? You're going to have to move past that eventually. You try to, you work so hard throughout the season to have, you know, playoff series come down to, you know, 2 of 3, and 2 of them are at home. So you have to take advantage of finding a way to win, and hopefully we can break that mold. Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, I said it the first time we played them earlier in the year, was, you know, everyone thought that, you know, when's one of the train going to come off the track. They're a fantastic team. And we've seen it. I mean, they're one win away from going to the final. So it's, you know, everyone keeps saying how surprised they are, but, you know, when you play against them and you see them, no, I'm not surprised.
Is it good for the league, you think, or sports in general, for an expansion team? Like, have a shot to win a title? Shouldn't you have to suffer or something?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think you look at how our league is structured and the salary cap era.